This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The Indian Armed Forces carried out missile attacks late last night on 9 terror targets in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir 2 weeks after the horrific Pahalgam terror attack. The military strikes were carried out under Operation Sindoor between 1:05 a.m. and 1:30 a.m. The Indian Armed Forces targeted terrorist infrastructure in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, from where terrorist attacks were planned and directed against India. Briefing the media about Operation Sindoor, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said the investigation into the Pahalgam terrorist attack has exposed the links of Pakistan with terrorists.
Pahalgam atankwadi hamle ki jaanch se Pakistan ke saath atankwadiyon ke sampark ujagar hue hain. रेजिस्टेंस फ्रंट द्वारा किए गए दावे और लश्कर ए तैयबा से ज्ञात सोशल मीडिया हैंडल द्वारा इसको रीपोस्ट किया जाना इसकी पुष्टि करता है. चश्मदीद गवाहों और विभिन्न जांच एजेंसियों को उपलब्ध अन्य सूचनाओं के आधार पर हमलावरों की पहचान भी हुई है. हमारी इंटेलिजेंस ने इस टीम के योजनाकारों और उनके समर्थकों की जानकारी जुटाई है. इस हमले की रूपरेखा भारत में सीमा पार आतंकवाद को अंजाम देने के पाकिस्तान के लंबे ट्रैक रिकॉर्ड से भी जुड़ी हुई है, जिसके लिखित और स्पष्ट दस्तावेज उपलब्ध हैं. पाकिस्तान दुनिया भर में आतंकवादियों के लिए एक शरण स्थल के रूप में पहचान बना चुका है. यहां अंतर्राष्ट्रीय स्तर पर प्रतिबंधित आतंकवादी सजा पाने से बचे रहते हैं.
Giving details about the operation, Colonel Sofia Qureshi of the Indian Army said that 9 terror targets were completely destroyed in the operation.
Operation Sindoor, 22 April ko Pahalgam mein hue vibhats atankwadi hamle ke shikar masoom nagrikon wa unke parivaron ko nyay dene ke liye launch kiya gaya tha. Is karwai mein 9 terrorist camps ko target kiya gaya aur puri tarah se ise barbaad kiya gaya. Pakistan mein पिछले 3 दशकों से टेरर इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर का निर्माण हो रहा. इस रिक्त में रिक्रूटमेंट, इंडॉक्ट्रिनेशन सेंटर्स, ट्रेनिंग एरियाज व लॉन्च पैड शामिल थे, जो पाकिस्तान और पाक अधिकृत जम्मू कश्मीर POJK दोनों में फैले हैं.
Wing Commander Vyomika Singh of the Indian Air Force informed that Operation Sindoor was launched to give justice to the victims of the Pahalgam terrorist attack.
Operation Sindoor was launched by Indian Armed Forces to deliver justice to the victims of Pahalgam terror attack, and therefore the strike on the terror camps were undertaken through precision capability, as shown to you, a niche technology weapons with careful selection of warheads was ensured that there was ensured so that there will be no collateral damage.
Now we go over live to our correspondent Bhupendra Singh for the latest update on Operation Sindoor. Bhupendra, what latest update you have for our listeners?
Yeah, Anuja, during the briefing, a detailed presentation with audio and video inputs were displayed to highlight the precision of the retaliatory action of Indian Armed Forces and links of targeted sites involved in terror activities. And they gave details about the operation, including destroyed terrorist sites and how the operation was conducted successfully without targeting military and civilian installation. And they said that Indian Armed Forces are fully prepared to give befitting reply to any Pakistan misadventure in the future. And the terrorist sites destroyed by the Indian Armed Forces were at Sarjal Camp in Sialkot, Maimuna Joy and Markaz-e Taiba Murtake and Markaz-e Subhanallah in Bahawalpur in Pakistan. And Mumbai terror attack mastermind Azmal Kassab and David Headley were trained in Markaz-e Taiba Murtake. And Markaz-e Subhanallah was the headquarter of the Jaish-e-Mohammed. So at present, I want to give the detail that Union Cabinet meeting is also underway, which is very significant in view of the operation conducted by the Indian Armed Forces against terror camps. And Union Home Minister Amit Shah has spoken to Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister Omar Abdullah.
Okay,
and
Bhupendra.
Home Minister is also...
Bhupendra, we are falling short of time. We'll come back to you later. Thank you, Bhupendra. And that is the end of this news bulletin.